I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our buddy Chris Price, he is with us now, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline from the Boston Globe. You can get a hold of him on Twitter at Chris Price Globe, or at C Price Globe, I should say. C Price Globe over there on Twitter. And talk everything that is New England. Chris, how you doing, buddy?
Not bad. How you doing, Bill?
We're doing well. I got to admit, I was somewhat surprised that that Tom Brady left. If I had to be a betting man, I'd probably be homeless right now. But you tell me, why did Tom Brady decide to say, I'm leaving?
I think there were a few different things at play. I know that a lot of people have talked about, hey, you know, Bill and Tom have been together for 20 years, and it's time for a new change, time for a challenge. And I think that kind of figures into it a little bit. I don't know how much necessarily tension there was there, but I think Brady wants to start a new chapter of his football journey, as he said in his social media post. I think, you know, money has a little something to do with it. I think the Patriots were up against the cap, and I think Brady wanted to be compensated in his eyes fairly, like some other, you know, high-level quarterbacks. And I think there are a few different things that come into play, but those are the two that really initially really ring true to me, you know, at first glance when you talk about his decision to make the move.
That, I guess the question is now, where does that leave the Patriots as regarding, one, their quarterback situation, and two, the viability?
Well, I think short, there are two different ways to look at it here, short-term and long-term. There's going to be some sort of short-term stopgap acquisition that they're going to make, whether it's, you know, a free agent, whether it's going to be Jared Stidham, you know, whatever the case may be, they're going to look to, you know, kind of fill that void, obviously, in the short term. I think the long term, Belichick, to me, is always a guy who I think is more inclined to, you know, pick the apple right off the tree as opposed to go to the supermarket and, you know, buy it off the shelf. That's to say that I think in the next couple of years, he's going to try and target, whether it's this year with someone like Tua, you know, trading up to go after someone like that, or Trevor Lawrence next year, he's going to want his guy for the next, you know, 10 years or so to be the guy under center in New England. So I think in the short term, there are a couple different options, including, like I said, you know, Stidham. One name that's been tossed around up here ever since Philip Rivers signed with the Colts is Jacoby Brissett. I think the familiarity there would certainly go a long way in his favor, but there are a lot of different possibilities here when you talk about who's going to be the next guy under center, both short-term and long-term, for the Patriots.
I know Robert Kraft had come out and said that Tom had contacted him and he was giving him his freedom. It was almost like an emancipation, the way he made it sound, like he was going to unshackle him and let him run free in the wild or something. But, you know, I find it interesting because I think the Tampa Bay organization, don't get me wrong, I mean, they've got a .387 winning percentage, the worst of all the four major sports leagues. It's been a long drought since 2016, since they even went 9-7. So I think there's a lot of reasons there to go after Tom Brady. But if you're gearing up for, say, just a two-year run, and you gear everything around him, and he is then tracked down and tripped up by Father Time, you are setting your organization up for a massive fall if you begin to build everything around him. Don't you agree?
Yeah, look, this is not – I love Tom Brady. Look, I've written books about him. I've written hundreds of thousands of words over the years about the greatness of Tom Brady. And at the same time, I think that you have to understand Tom Brady is going to be 43 years old. This is not some guy you're going to build long-term around. This is a Bucks franchise that is in win-now mode, I would say, you know, for lack of a better term. And offensively, they have a lot of options around him already. You know, O.J. Howard, Mike Evans, it's a really good offense. You know, statistically, it was, you know, whatever measure you want to use, fairly close to what the Patriots were doing last year. But I just, I look at that team and I look at that division and I really take a good look at that roster. And Tom Brady, to me, doesn't feel like the final piece of the Bucs puzzle to get them over the top to help them win a Super Bowl. It's going to be fascinating to see what Tampa does now going forward in the offseason if they are going to try to maximize, as you say, that two-year window. I think they don't really have a choice because they've gone all in with this quarterback and they know they have a finite amount of time to win around him. Look, I'm not going to bet against Tom Brady playing until he's, whatever, 50, you know, whatever the case may be. This guy's the outlier. This guy has continually proven time and again that he might be the one guy who's able to consistently play well into his 40s. But at the same time, as you mentioned, you know, this is a Tampa Bay team that is kind of mortgaged long-term to try and win within this, you know, theoretical two-year window.
What, you know, I guess what is the feeling right now in New England, in the Boston area? I mean, I remember when Brett Favre retired and people were somewhat shocked and stunned. And then when he came back, it was one of angst and anger and love and, I mean, a whole mixed bag of emotions. What is it like there right now?
I think there's a lot of all of that right now. I will say this, that, you know, given the real world situation and given what happened yesterday, it was the most muted St. Patrick's Day maybe in Boston history. People are kind of working through their feelings at this point. I don't sense a lot of anger toward Brady. I sense some sadness, some frustration, some kind of looking back. And maybe, you know, in 2 years, 2021, when the Buccaneers come to Gillette Stadium, you know, maybe that changes between now and then, but I think that there's a lot of people up here now who are kind of, you know, who are just kind of sad that it all kind of came to an end. It was funny. I told someone the other day, I said, you know, don't be sad that it's over. Be happy that it happened. Quite frankly, 20 years with the same coach, the same quarterback, 9 trips to the Super Bowl. I mean, that's never going to happen again. So, you know, it's going to be a mixture of feelings, and I think people up here are going to kind of continue to work through it. And there may be a lot of the similar, you know, feelings that you know, you guys had in Green Bay with Favre, that, you know, we may go through that here in New England, you know, moving forward.
By the way, we're talking with Chris Price of the Boston Globe, giving us the lowdown as to what's going on in New England. So now, I guess, is it put up or shut up time for Bill Belichick? Do people look at him and go, okay, now can you do it again? You did it with Bledsoe. You did it with Castle. You did it with these guys. You brought Brady in as virtually an unknown. And, you know, now they're looking at him going, okay, prove it to us all over again. Or is Bill's body of work, I mean, because it seems like every year there's this Bill Belichick pressure that he has to prove once again he's the smartest guy in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I think there's more of the former there than the latter. I think that Belichick still – you know, his resume suggests that, you know, people will give him a little bit of leeway. But look, this is going to be a really fascinating experiment as to what the Patriots are going to be doing going forward here in 2020 and beyond in the post-Brady landscape. One school of thought that I had is that Belichick and Mike Shanahan remain very, very close. And I have to believe that Belichick has looked at what Shanahan did with a post-Elway Broncos maybe as a model. You know, you build out the rest of your roster. You look for some winnable matchups at other positions, knowing that quarterback is not necessarily an area of strength now going forward. Maybe you beef up the offensive line. You know, we saw them last year invest very heavily on the defensive side of the ball, and the defense played very well for, you know, a good portion of the season, and they were able to kind of, you know, paper over some offensive deficiencies. Maybe that's the model moving forward. And now, you know, the other thing too is, quite frankly, you have to readjust your expectations if you're a New England football fan. There's a lot of time between now and, you know, kickoff of the 2020 season, but, you know, maybe you're not in that Super Bowl conversation anymore, at least, you know, when it comes to this season. So there's a lot of things that have to be addressed as it relates to Belichick, but I think really this is going to be a really interesting year for him going forward, how he operates without Brady, how he, you know, decides to kind of pull together this offense, what it looks like going forward, and you know, whether or not they're going to be successful. I believe they're going to be successful. I believe he's still going to be one of the best coaches in the league, but it's going to be interesting to see who he's going to be playing with going forward.
Talking with Chris Price of the Boston Globe, who is now the best team in the division? Is it Buffalo?
You know,
does that change?
I think
Yeah, you know, I think it's still the Patriots by just, and I'm holding my, you know, my fingers together by like 1/16th of an inch. I'm saying it's still going to be the Patriots because the Patriots still have a really good defense. And even though they lost, you know, a couple of guys off that, you know, off that defense, Collins and Van Noy already in free agency, I still believe that there's an awful lot to like about this Patriots team. Look, you know, you don't have Brady, but you still have James White. You still have Julian Edelman. You know, you have some guys on the offensive side of the ball who are still, you know, game breakers. And then you'd like to think that you're going to get a better year out of N'Keal Harry, the first-round pick last year. You'd like to think you're going to get a better year out of Mohamed Sanu, who came in here midway through last season and showed some flashes. So I think right now, I'll say this, I think right now the division is between New England and Buffalo, with the understanding that, look, there's a long way to go in free agency. There's still a long way to go when it comes to the draft, when it comes to team building, all of that between now and kickoff. But I'd put those two teams as my two favorites when it comes to the AFC East in 2020, as we stand now.
So how far away do you think, because it's not easy just to go out and get a quarterback and suddenly say you're a Super Bowl contender, and we all believe Bill Belichick is a master at taking away the strength of other teams. But in reality of the AFC, certainly Kansas City is a team to be reckoned with, and we'll see what Phillip Rivers does with the Colts and if he can lift them. But how far away do you feel this Patriots team is from getting back to a Super Bowl?
That's a great question. They have to have a lot of things come together for them this offseason to be able to be the team that is playing in what is Super Bowl 54 in Tampa Bay, of all places, you know, come February. They're going to get guys back. We talked about the offensive side of the ball. And one of the issues they had last year, they didn't have David Andrews from start to finish. They're excellent center. I'm not going to say that, you know, the whole thing hinges on a fullback, but they didn't have James Devlin for most of the year last year, and he's absolutely integral to what they want to get done offensively, particularly in the ground game. To get those two guys back, that's a step forward for them. But I think ultimately, to answer your question, they are now part of that. And again, there's a long time between now and, you know, kickoff, but they're part of that second tier. They're still, in my mind, as we mentioned before, they're still a playoff team. I think that, you know, they're still capable of winning 9-10 games. But they're part of a larger mix of teams in that upper middle class of the AFC, let's just call it. You know, part of maybe the Tennessees, you know, are you know, part of that group, maybe Houston, at least as it stands right now. They're not necessarily in the same discussion as Kansas City. You know, as we sit here, you know, in mid-March. Again, that can change between now and a kickoff, but they have to have a lot of things go right for them between now and, you know, not just the offseason, but into the regular season if they want to be on that Super Bowl shortlist, you know, come February.
Chris, it's always great to chat. I know it's going to be interesting times. You know, like you said yesterday, really not a celebratory day for St. Patrick's Day. Tom Brady's leaving. Man, you can't, short of the Boston Red Sox falling into the golf there or into the tea party area, man, you can't get much lower right now, can you?
It really is. Someone was joking about how poor Boston sports fans can't get a break. We lose Mookie Betts, you know, 30-something days ago to the Dodgers. David Price leaves. And the Bruins, who are playing very, very well this year and who are, you know, one of the odds-on favorites to win the Stanley Cup, they halted the NHL season. You know, we're feeling optimistic about the NBA, feeling optimistic about the Celtics, and that's put on hold, too. So it's been an interesting series of events here in New England. And like I said before, you know, I'm fully aware of the real world situations and I completely understand that, but it's been a unique couple of weeks here for Boston sports fans.
No doubt about it. Chris, we appreciate it as always, pal. Okay.
Sounds good. Take care, Bill. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you later. Chris Bryce of the Boston Globe joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.